Tim, your thoughts after that one?
Disappointed, obviously. I mean, listen, it looked a stick on 0-0, didn't it? It looked like, excuse me, most of the games that you see that are played 2 in 3 days looked leggy. There weren't a lot of chances. I think either goalkeeper was really tested up until the goal, really, which is obviously an individual error. And then the game's completely sparked to life. Obviously, we chucked George on with his throw, went three at the back and reined it in. And I mean, but from where I stood, a wonder save. We could have took a point from the game. It looked like it was going to be a draw. I thought Notts early on shifted it quite nicely without really hurting us. You know, he looked nice and adept on the ball, but there was nothing really at the end of it. And, you know, we've shot ourselves in the foot with a bit of, well, whatever the lad's thinking about, I don't know, just clear it, gets dispossessed, and of course it's a simple tap-in. But, you know, I'm disappointed for the lads as much as anything, because I thought they put, you know, everything they had in the tank, they put into the game and deserved something from it. There was a nothing, you know, there's nothing in it. And, but that's you know, this division and football in general's fine margins, you know, and it's making good decisions on the field, not making individual errors if you can help it. And that's what's cost us.
As you say, it always felt if there was going to be a goal, it would have come from something like that, a mistake. But I agree with you as well. You were denied by a wonder save at the other end.
Yeah, it looked it from where I stood. I mean, it looked as though it went through about three bodies. I don't know how he saw it. He made a couple. I mean, one looked like it was just going to get whacked in on the line and somebody blocked it or whatever. But, you know, it's amazing when we threw it in and attacked it with some menace and some aggression. You know, they were absolutely all over the place. And in fairness, the one thing I said at half time that was probably a criticism was that I thought we certainly weren't dominant enough aerially, you know, with our physical advantages. I didn't think we got enough second balls. But other than that, you know, I thought our defensive shape was good. And there was no gaps particularly between us. And certainly they didn't have anything other than a blocked second phase from a long throw. I think Doyle's hit it first time and somebody's got a great block on it. Other than that, I don't think Booty's had to hardly touch it really with his gloves. So it's what it was. So that's why it's, you know, doubly galling to actually end up losing the game.
Like you said, because when I spoke to you 48 hours ago, you talked about the start you made at Chesterfield. That's probably the one message you would have given them going into this, and that defensive shape was there apart from that one moment.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's the second game in a row now. Obviously, the Chesterfield, when we were chatting, was a game that we, other than the first 20 minutes, when we were defensively, we were poor, or again, individual mistakes. It was a game we totally dominated, but ended up taking a point that we should have took. That was probably the biggest crime out of the last two, was not winning at Chesterfield. Listen, Notts are a good team, very good team. They've got some good players, you know, huge support. And at the minute, they've got a bit of momentum. But there's a long, long way to go in this season, you know, National League-wise. There's, again, topsy-turvy results today, you know, so... We'll analyse it, have a look at it, have a chat on Monday. But there's not a hell of a lot wrong particularly with us. But you know, we need to get a win on the board and crack on and move on. But listen, if in terms of the first half of the season, we've been okay. You know, we've played some good attacking football. I think in the last six games, probably we've been guilty of being defensively a little bit. More not flimsy, but not quite as robust as we normally are. But that's probably as a result of how attacking we've gone at times, with, you know, fullbacks going and leaving counter attack opportunities. So that's something maybe we need to tighten up on going into the second half of the season. But overall, I've been pleased really with what we've done. I'll be honest with you, 2 years ago to the very day we went to Barra on the 28th, and if we'd have lost, we'd have gone 13 points adrift at the bottom of the table. Leave the rest with you.
Well, I was going to ask you, because we don't really look at football in calendar years, but last game of the year, and you've just pointed out there progress on the field, but also look around as the progress off it as well.
Listen, I don't think anyone's got any scope, whether it's player, management staff, board, supporter, to moan at this football club. It's a really good place to come and work. It's an enjoyable place to come and work. We try and make it that. You know, from Darrell down to the football staff, we try and make it as comfortable for the spectator, for the player, as we possibly can. 2 years ago to the day, we could have gone 13 adrift at the bottom of this table. We were runners up last year, and we're currently floating around the playoff. I haven't had a look, just yet, but we were fifth before a ball was kicked today. So we've made a monumental leap. With that has come probably unrealistic ideas and visions from those of people outside of this football club. But within it, we know where we're at. So, listen, we're moving in the right direction. When listen, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, to dream of hosting Notts County, you know, in a Christmas fixture would have been a pipe dream. So we're doing OK.
I was just about to ask you about that, the circles that you're moving in now, you know, Chesterfield last game, Notts County this, yeah. Chesterfield to kick off the new year. Like you said, those circles that you're moving in, and teams are wary and aware of Solihull Moors now.
Massively, massively. We're... Obviously, because of the league finish last year and the, I guess the form table and the stats, and the people aren't stupid. You know, we are someone that people have targeted this year, and quite rightly so. You know, and if you're a player and you're not being targeted, you want to ask yourself why. You know, you ain't good enough, are you? So, you know, we've stuck our head above the parapet, and people then want to get a rifle and blast it off. So we've got to adapt to that and adjust to it and accept it and take it on the chin. Today, when you look at the size of that football club and their recent history, there was nothing in it. Nothing in it. You know, listen, on another day, we could have nicked it. We could have nicked it. And, you know, it's one of them toss of a coin job. So, yeah, I would imagine, certainly from my point of view, I'm very pleased with the way the football club's developing. I think we've got some really good footballers under the roof. Last year, we probably had a lot more brute, dogmatic, horrible physical specimens this year. Listen, but you've got to adapt and you've got to move on a little bit and try and bring something a little bit different to the table, not be a one-trick pony. We can pass the ball, we can play, as we proved at Chesterfield. You know, it was a passing masterclass. But, you know, at the end of the day, you've also got to win football matches. We have been, we have done, and we have been, and we will do. Today was one of those that an individual error has settled. But I'm you know, coming into the turn of the year, I'm happy with how we've conducted ourselves, yeah.
Just finally on Chesterfield, of course, no scouting needed. That's the beauty of this fixture.
Well, we had someone there, for sure, but I think they lost 1-0 at Halifax. But, you know, they're a big club. You know, as you say, we've recently, the other day, played them. Pretty much know their personnel because we've been focusing on them for a bit. But we'll have a report from that by tomorrow. So it'll just be another one of those. They'll come and give it everything they've got. It'll be a tight game. I was talking to an analyst the other day, and he said the hardest division in England is the National League, because it was a stats person and a very, very highly qualified one. He said the difference between the bottom and the top in that division specifically is a lot closer than the other divisions, and they've done a lot of homework on football. So it tells you what this league's all about. It's, as I said it before, it's a dog of a league, and anyone can beat anyone. So, you know, sometimes it's settled on that. Sometimes you rock up and you're not right, and you get your tummy tickled. So, you know, we're just ourselves down and crack on. We've got a new year program to look forward to. Now, a lot of games in January, hell of a lot of games. We've got a Birmingham Senior Cup. We've got a replay in the trophy. So we've got, I think, seven or eight games in January. So, you know, we've got a lot of football. We've got to look after the boys, make sure we can get as much in, training wise as we can, and recover properly and look after our bodies. Not me specifically, but the lads, like, I'm past that. But you know, I'm proud of the way they play. You know, I'm proud of, on the whole, of everything they give this place. You know, so the ultimate aim was to give the community something to be proud of, you know. And when you look at the stadium and the calibre of players we can attract, I think people have got to be positive going into the new year.